Massachusetts is home to over 400 medical device companies, and about 10% of the state's total exports are medical devices. Many of Western Massachusetts' high-tech manufacturing jobs are within the medical device industry. But MassMedic, the Massachusetts Medical Device Industry Council, says a deal cut by lawmakers earlier this month to avert the so-called fiscal cliff will have an impact on those jobs. In a statement via email, president of MassMedic, Thomas Sommer, said he was disappointed that the fiscal cliff deal could not include a delay of a medical device tax that is now in effect. His statement reads in part, quote, "Financial regulations on complying with the new tax were only released on December 5th, giving medical device companies less than 1 month to put recording and collection procedures into place," unquote. Sommer explained that the tax will put a burden on medical technology companies in Massachusetts and around the nation, as company executives will seek to make up the cost of the tax through reductions in R&D spending, reductions in workforce, and less costly offshore manufacturing options. And the Associated Industries of Massachusetts, an organization that represents private industry in the Commonwealth, identified three key areas of how the medical device industry could be affected by sequestration: research, approval, and demand. Chris Gehern, an executive vice president at AIM, gave evidence of how sequestration will affect medical device makers that rely on research partnerships.
Massachusetts stands to lose, for example, $275 million this year of funding just from the National Institutes of Health. Massachusetts currently receives approximately $3 billion a year in medical research funding and could lose up to 8.4% of that.
Gehern also said that funding cuts to the Food and Drug Administration will hinder the approval process for new products.
There are many in the device industry who believe that the FDA already needs more people to do those pre-market reviews. And obviously, if the FDA is looking at significant reductions in funding, then that could slow the progress of new ideas, new products into the marketplace.
And Gehern believes that future cuts to Medicare and Medicaid would affect healthcare providers' ability to use and purchase devices on behalf of patients.
That's a kind of long-term a damper on the demand curve for the companies that make the devices.
The medical device industry employs about 24,000 people across Massachusetts. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau, at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.